won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
February the 11th, just 10 days from the deadline that supposedly the Michigan Supreme Court's rulings go into effect. What are you hearing?
Nothing.
Seriously?
No, I mean, it's the same stuff that I've been hearing. Honestly, at this point, I believe they're just going to let the clock run out on us.
Unbelievable. And what impact is that going to have on Michigan small businesses and restaurants?
Well, so what you're going to see pretty quick is a lot of, I mean, we're already seeing panic. I'm hearing just regular businesses, not even restaurants, just regular businesses, they're not going to be able to afford the paid sick leave requirements that are coming down the road. At first, what you're going to see is panic. In restaurants, you're going to see menu prices raising. The first hike for the minimum wage is a mild one. But in my opinion, it's the confusion that this causes between the consumer and the business. That's really the detriment. That's really what's going to cause all of the confusion about everything is, well, how much are these folks making now? Do I tip the 20%? Do I tip 15 or 10%? Or, you know, how much are these folks making now? It's just absolutely absurd that people feel the need to reach into other people's wallets in the name of politics. I'm disgusted by it. And honestly, if I can say it on the radio, it really pisses me off.
Sure. Well, the thing of it is, Ian, I've talked to a few. I love small mom-and-pa diners, especially when it comes to breakfast time. Best breakfasts in the world is your small local mom-and-pa diners. They're telling me they're done. There is no way they can maintain the staff that they even barely struggling to get now to come to work. Can they afford to pay them these increased minimum wages and rely on the customers to pay the higher prices that they're going to have to put on the menus? Like you say, we were at Toonies, downtown Bel Air, picked up Vicky for lunch. We went there and had a chicken wrap and an open-faced roast beef gravy mashed potato lunch. Bill came with a side salad and a beverage, was $36. 20% was $7 tip. $43 for a chicken wrap and an open face, cheaply, probably 4, maybe 6 ounces of beef on it. A little bit of mashed potatoes gravy, a side salad, small side salad, and a Diet Coke. $43. And I'm going, these prices are going to go up from here? Are you guys out of your minds? They're going to put small business restaurants especially out of business.
Yeah, I mean it's so hard not to be doom and gloom, and I don't want to, you know, come across as such doom and gloom, but my biggest I can't explain it easily and most simply enough. They are just messing with the marketplace. All of this stuff, the paid sick leave, the minimum wage, removal of the tip credit, all of these things, the cage-free eggs, the situation with that, culling all of these hens, all of these things are manipulating our marketplace. This is a game, if you will, that those of us that chose to entered this game with a set of rules. Now, they're arbitrarily remaking these rules, and most of us just aren't going to be able to survive this game anymore. That's as simply as I can put it.
Unbelievable. Short break. Speaking with Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses there in Gaylord. I got a text message during the break. Ian said, do you think that there will be any type of legal challenge filed by the Michigan Restaurant Association, Lodging Association, Are they going to do anything at all for you guys? I mean, you're a paid member, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm not. And they're good organizations. I would like to think that they would do something. So far, they have done nothing except organize the, you know, Save My Tips campaign, which, you know, it does help. It does get the word out. It does get people dialing the phones into our legislators. That does help. I'm not trying to bash these organizations. I am simply not a member because they gave up their lawsuit during COVID. They had a lawsuit in the Court of Claims trying to knock down all of this stuff. They never once stood behind us through our entire legal battle, any of these those organizations that you mentioned. I know they are working to get the House bill that passed. They're trying to get that reconciled through the Senate. I don't have a lot of hopes. Again, there's two gigantic hurdles that still are left in 10 days to go. The Senate has to pass a version, and then we've got to get Governor Whitmer to sign something. And I just don't see that happening. And once again, that leaves us restaurateurs and our employees with just big question marks over everything. You know, in the middle of February, this is not something that a lot of us can weather. You know, I mean, it's a $2 increase in those servers' wage. So it goes from 401, which it just raised to January 1st of this year, to next week or the 21st, it goes to $5.99, I believe, which is 48% of the new minimum wage, which will be $12.48, on its way up to basically $15 by 2028. And that new server wage will basically be that tipped credit wage will more than be eliminated, basically. So we'll be required to pay minimum wage to all of our servers instead of that lower tip wage. And that's going to be the better part of $8 an hour.
Yeah. And a lot of times, how many times you have people working that are staff, wait staff people, especially to your new location at the South location, working in a traditional sit-down table order situation, full service, I call it, they're going to be having to be responsible for prepping for their station area, getting it ready for lunch or for a dinner rush, serve the customers. Then after, when things start to slow down, they're responsible for cleaning up their work area. You got to pay them that higher wage to do all that prepping before and cleanup after. I mean, this is going to be a huge increase to your labor cost.
It is, absolutely. Again, we're also coinciding that with the cost of goods going through the roof, you know, not just eggs. I mean, nearly every metric we see is going up. We'll see some of them, you know, brisket seasonally will come up and down. Pork does the same thing. You know, those are commodity driven, right? So the thing is, again, I tried to say it before the break. This is an equation, a game that many of us entered, even the servers, right? When the servers, when they come into a job the first couple of weeks, they're going to get a good idea, whether it's Applebee's or the Iron Pig, they're going to get a really good idea of what amount of money they can make based on their merit. And then they decide for themselves whether or not they want to continue making $35 to $40 an hour, or if they're just not a good server, they're only going to be making $10 to $15 an hour. That is where meritocracy comes into this entire thing. Just like the, you know, imagine if the state came in and said, I had to serve a certain kind of brisket, and it has to be this kind of brisket, and it can't be any other kind. It has to be this quality and this right here. That removes all sorts of things from the equation of the marketability of my restaurant that makes me different from somewhere else. Our level of service at both of our restaurants is wildly different than any other restaurant. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the owner. I'm saying that because we designed it that way. And when we designed it that way, there were certain metrics that we went off of, and that being the labor equation and also the cost of goods sold. I try to tell everybody all the time, menu prices go on a 30-30-30 percentage. So when you look at a $10 cheeseburger, 30% of that menu item is for the cost of the bun, the burger, everything that comes in that actual thing.
Yep.
30% of that is for overhead, rent, lease, utilities, insurance, marketing, all of that. Then the other 30% is labor. So all of that comes into play. And then the 10% that's left over, that's what we owners are expected to make a profit off of. Excuse me. If everything else we're doing the right way. This is the game, quote-unquote, that I'm alluding to. This is the equation that they are now messing with in a free market that both of us, the owners and the employees, all mutually agreed to. Now we have a third-party referee coming in and changing the rules of the game. And in my opinion, speaking to a lawsuit, the lawsuit is actually at the Supreme Court level, in my opinion. They should not have legislated this new law the way that they did from the judicial branch, in my opinion. If there's a lawsuit there, that's where it probably is at.
And you're talking about appealing the Michigan Supreme Court's opinion that they, like you say, legislated from the bench. You're talking about taking this to the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly how that looks, but to me, that really is the question. Is that what they did at the Michigan Supreme Court last year is they legislate, put these arbitrary timelines. None of these timelines were in the original legislation. Now, part of that is because the legislation is from 2018. But again, the law writing abilities belong in the legislative branch. I don't understand why this new Michigan Supreme Court is going beyond their vested duties. I'm not quite sure how they think that that's possible. And this is not the first case where they've been doing it. It just happens to be this is the most well-known one so far.
Right. Absolutely. Unbelievable. Well, somebody's got to do something because 10 days is fast approaching. And man, this is going to just screw things up so badly. And do you think, because you've talked to other restaurant owners and some of them have said, we can't do this. I've talked to them. They said they're closing. And once you shut down, Ian, it's almost impossible that if there is a lawsuit or a change that takes place, it's going to be too late for some of these small mom-and-pop places.
Right. It's just like COVID, Randy, right? So with utility companies come in and shut you down and shut off your utilities because of not paying them, you know what it's like to try and get utilities turned back on? That's just utilities. Forget about rent. Forget about trying to find employees again. These restaurants are shutting down. I know they are. One of my best friends owns a restaurant right here in town, a successful restaurant right here in town. And he's like, this is ridiculous. Want to buy a restaurant?
Yeah.
And of course, I said no. And it just I love that you mentioned Bel Air. You know, we've got our eyes on a spot over there in Bel Air. That just recently closed within the last 5 or 6 months. The Bel Air Bar.
Bel Air Bar.
There. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love that spot over there. Would love to
dude,
potentially
Dude, they
put
had the best Friday night fish and chips on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, the place was packed on Friday nights. I'm talking wintertime, summertime, fall. It didn't matter. The locals need a good restaurant bar at that location. And I believe the owner got involved in some bad back taxes with the IRS or some situation. And, yes, I would love for you guys to pick that one up because I could promote the crap out of that here in Antrim County. Man, that place would be an instant success. That I know the traffic there in the summer. And honestly, I want somebody to compete with Joe Shorts.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that downtown over there is gorgeous. I love everything that's happening right there. Love Bel Air. If there's an opportunity that we could pull the trigger on that, we would probably do so. And well, you know, I don't want to speak. You know, I know there's some ongoing stuff there, but
yeah.
It is a property that we've looked at, and we love that community a lot.
Excellent. I love the ceiling.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
a
if
gorgeous
you've seen
spot.
It. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Want to get some ideas about the traffic there at the new location south, besides the snowmobilers that are using the trails, how's the response been to the surrounding community, Otsego Lake and those folks?
It's great. You know, my family lives right there on Otsego Lake. Our new corporate chef, Ben Hammack, he lives right there on Otsego Lake. We sponsored the ice fishing tournament, the brand new veterans ice fishing tournament that was there this weekend. We've been getting a great response. Mishway, a community I grew up in, is right around the corner from the restaurant there. And, you know, they're in desperate need of some fresh ideas and new food places out in that direction. And we're just we happen to be filling that gap nicely. And I'm so thankful that, you know, the community, the snowmobile community, the lake community has embraced the new location. And everybody loves seeing a restaurant come back to life. And that's exactly what we and I say we. The people that have patroned the new restaurant, these are, again, the reason why the Iron Pig still exists today is because of so many people, so many of your listeners that have come in and time again have said, Randy, Trucker Randy sent me. These people come back again and again. And,
yeah, they're loyal people.
I'm just so thankful. We're all so thankful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, too. And one of the things that we're really excited about is the breakfasts. How's that working out? Is people realizing you guys are back in the breakfast business, especially on the weekends?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I had kind of underestimated down there. We haven't always done breakfast, but the last 4 or 5 years, basically since COVID, shut down a couple of breakfast joints in town. We've been doing breakfast with great success. And then when we moved it down there, boy, there's even more need for breakfast at that south end of town down there. So it's been great, and I can't wait to expand it to 7 days a week come this summer.
Oh, yeah, this summer it's going to rock. Well, one thing that we definitely want to do is after I know you have some major infrastructure you want to do as far as grading and asphalting and things like that, we definitely want to have a big, big grand opening. And are we going to consider getting the music festival around 4th of July? Are we going to try to get that back together this year?
I think so. But what I can tell you, breaking news, you're the first person I'm actually saying this to, is we have Scott Page from Pink Floyd is going to be coming here, Iron Pig Pavilion, June 21st for our grand opening with comedian Dave Landau, who right now is on Greg Gutfeld's show on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Dave will be here. He's been here before during the tornado relief. He's coming back to help host a great big Iron Pig grand opening celebration June 21st with Scott Page from Pink Floyd. I better get that right because I'm going to say that a whole bunch. Scott Page from Pink Floyd is going to be here. We're going to do a whole bunch of stuff that entire weekend. And then, yes, from there on out comes 4th of July and then comes Alpenfest for us here in Gaylord. So basically from the 21st through the first couple of weekends of July, we're going to be having all kinds of stuff going on. And I would absolutely love to get the Brisket Festival going for 4th of July this year.
Yeah, that's a Saturday, June 21st.
Yes.
And then the following Friday, the second following Friday is 4th of July is on Friday this year. So
yeah, buddy,
we've got a 4th of July weekend going. Friday night fireworks, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a huge fireworks show on Otsego Lake, which is literally right across the street from our new location on Old 27.
Excellent, excellent. Well, fantastic. Good job. Looking forward to it. Again, go to ironpigsmoke.com. You can find out all the information, find the hours, and even place an order to go right there online, whether it's the downtown Main Street location or the new location, Iron Pig South at the Pavilion. Just go to ironpigsmoke.com. Check it out. Ian, appreciate you as always, brother.
Thank you, Trucker Randy. Appreciate you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.